请我们一起起立 Let's stand up。Chinese and English， 我们一起用中文跟英文一起来唱。 主啊，我们敬拜你。主啊，我们不仅仅是在这边敬拜你，主啊，我们要一生一世都敬拜你。主啊，不仅仅是我所有认识你的人，我们来敬拜你。主啊，我们要出去传扬，要出去将你的福音传出去，使万国万民的人都来敬拜你。主啊，你知道我们的心。主啊，虽然我们常常有说我们的身体软弱，有时候我们有许多的借口，但是主耶稣，当我们定睛看你自己在十字架所成就的，你在十字架上所为我们承担的这一切时候，主耶稣，我们真的是要站起来，我们说，主啊，求你是能力给我们，主啊，求你是智慧给我们，好让我们这个人，我们能够出去，我们凭着你给我们的能力，凭着你给我们的智慧，我们出去传福音。主啊，我们知道你来的日子近了，主啊，我们若再不传，我们有祸了。主啊，因为我们所认识的那么多，还有许许多多人不认识你。主啊，仰望你的恩典。主啊，当我们在敬拜你的时候，提醒我们，我们要去使万民成为你的门徒。我们谢谢你恩待我们到如今，我们感谢你祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。请坐。接下来我们唱我们的诗歌本第483首。我想是有一点错误，应该是489首，489首。489首这边有4节，我加了第5节，6节因为是从另外一本诗本出来的，没有中文的翻译，所以我们1节、3节、6节用英文，2节、4节用中文。Let's sing stanza 1, 3, and 5 in English, 2 and 4 in Chinese. 我们在你面前，我们承认我们所做的实在是太少。主啊，我们看到我们周围的人，他们在黑暗当中的光景。主啊，我们看到周围的人，他们许许多的人仍然忙着那会朽坏的，那没有用的，可是却忘记了他们的生命将来要归往何处。主啊，当我们在敬拜你的时候，主啊，我们想到这些人，我们心里面伤痛。主啊，我们在敬拜你的时候，我们庆幸我们能够得救，但是我们有时候只是看到自己得救就欢喜高兴。主啊，赦免我们这样的心理。主啊，让我们眼睛能够看出去，看到教会四周围墙的外面有许许多的人，他们不认识你，他们需要得救。主啊，我们仰望你。主，我们看到一天一天让过去，有多少的人不认识你，他们的灵魂都已经归入阴间。主，我们一天一天过去的时候，不晓得多少人灵魂已经没有办法再回来了，没有办法再挽救了。主啊，我们在这边我们仰望你。主啊，让我们勤做主工，好让我们在你面前说，主啊，主啊，使用我们。主啊，给我们一个急迫感，好让我们知道这些人灵魂真的是，若我们没有传福音的话，就这样过去了，将来我们在你面前我们怎么样交账。恩主，我们仰望你，谢谢你恩待我们到如今，谢谢你，求你带领我们今后的道路。我们将以下时间继续仰望在你手中，奉主耶稣基督名祷告，请坐。以下是小雨跟小佑要为我们再带领大家一起来敬拜。 我们一起来读神的话。Let's read Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 31. 使徒行传第四章一到三十一节，我们用中文跟英文一起来读。我们用中文跟英文。使徒行传第四章第一节到三十一节。我们用起印的方式，弟兄读第单数节，姐妹读双数节，好不好？弟兄读单数节，姐妹读双数节，来开始。使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司们和守殿官并撒杜该人忽然来了。于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们押到第二天。第二天，官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会。叫使徒站在当中，就问他们说：你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢？自民的官府和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了痊愈，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。于是吩咐他们从公会出去，就彼此商议说：唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们出来奉这名对人讲论。彼得、约翰说：听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量。官长为百姓的缘故，想不出法子刑罚他们，又恐吓他一番，把他们释放了。这是因众人为所行的奇事，都归荣耀与神。二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说：外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？希律和本丢、比拉多、外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣徒耶稣。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。 今天要在我们当中传讲神的信息的是詹牧师，所要讲的信息题目是胜过逼迫。我们将时间交给詹牧师。
大家晚安。
Good evening。
首先跟大家讲，虽然在你们周围人好像少了一些。
First of all, even though you might notice that there are few people today, tonight.
你们不用担心，好像别人先被提了，我们是剩下来的。
There's no need to be alarmed that none of us are being taken up or raptured.
你如果看最新一期《Time》这个杂志。
If you read the most recent article of Time magazine,
封面上的封面讲 Apocalypse, 就是讲到末后的启示或者启示的末后论。
The cover talk about the subject of Apocalypse, which is the latest revelation at the end time.
所以讲到去年9月11号之后，美国对于这个末世的事情，很多的人都感兴趣。
This is the sudden increase of interest concerning the end times ever since September 11th last year.
其实也在几年以前就有一个基督教的一个作家，他就开始写这方面的一些小说。
Actually, several years ago, there was a Christian writer who started writing on this subject.
他今年写的第十本了。
He wrote a series of books, and he wrote his 10th book this year.
今年这个第十本在第一个 print 就卖了280万个 copy, 几天之内全部卖光。
The first copies of this the 10th copies has been sold out at 2.8 million copies.
前面写的九本小说，每一本都至少是几百万的销售量。
The previous 9 copies of this series are all been sold in the in numbers of millions.
看到这样的消息，有人觉得说好像这个时代的人对于宗教终于有一点兴趣了。
When we hear of this news, we see that people are now more concerned with religious matter.
但是另外一方面，你也会发现其实美国的所谓的基督教信仰非常的肤浅。
But it's, in fact, we know that our knowledge and our concern with Christian religion is very superficial.
我们希望我们能够借着圣经上能够对于今天教会在这个世界到底会发生什么事情能够慢慢的有一些合理的认识。
We like to have a proper understanding of the end times and what is supposed to occur through our study of the Bible.
我们今天读的经文是《使徒行传》第四章。
Today we read from chapter 4 of Acts.
在这之前我已经陆续的讲过从第一章讲到第三章了。
Prior to this, tonight I have spoken from previous chapters of the book of Acts.
最主要的路加记载从五旬节之后教会就充满了神的同在，充满了神的能力。
And we mentioned that ever since the Pentecostal festival,The church has been filled with the Holy Spirit and has been empowered by the Holy Spirit.
路加记载在五旬节的时候圣灵浇灌导致彼得有讲道的机会，许多的人听信了这个福音。
And Luke tells us that ever since the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it has empowered Peter to speak and to also to have a message that's able to convert people.
然后接下来就是讲到每门口有一个瘸腿的人得了痊愈，又导致彼得讲道的机会，又有许多的人听信福音。
And also through the healing of a crippled beggar at the gate of beauties, that also give opportunity for Peter to give another sermon that caused more conversion.
但是路加马上就记载，同时之间教会马上遇见困难跟阻挠。
But Luke also tells us that immediately after that, the church has been under oppression and being disturbed because of this.
第四章是讲到教会面临一个外来的压制，外来的逼迫。
Chapter 4 tells of external oppression from, of the church.
第五章、第六章却讲到教会内在的问题。
Chapter 5 and 6 talk about internal problems occurring in the Christian church, in the early church.
三个问题路加都讲，都是靠着圣灵，教会才能够胜过这些事情。
And in three of these three problems, Luke tells us that it's by the Holy Spirit that they are being solved.
我们今天看的是外来的逼迫。
Today we're looking at the external oppression from, of the church.
这个外来的压制是来自犹太人的领袖。
This oppression comes from the leaders of the Jew.
这里面包括宗教的领袖，讲到祭司还有守殿官。
They are the temple attendant and the priests who are the religious leaders.
然后撒都该人是犹太人的政治领袖，是他们地方上的一些领袖。
There's the Sadducees. They are the regional political leaders.
因为撒都该人是犹太人里面属于上层阶层的人，他们掌握了这个祭司的这个系统。
The Sadducees.Are the upper crust of the Jews, and they have occupied a lot of the position, the priestly positions.
我首先必须要讲的就是，我们读这段圣经必须小心，这些领袖来过问这些事情，其实是应该的。
I first must mention that these leaders, when they are in their concern with the matter of the people speaking.It is their proper right.
因为在领袖的身上本来就有一个责任，是来监督，是来治理众民的事情。
Because it is their responsibility to look after and to be concerned with the welfare of the people.
所以当彼得称呼他们说，当彼得对他们称呼说，治民的官府和长老啊，彼得这样的称呼是非常合适的。
So when Peter referred to them as the leaders and the rulers,And that is a proper reference.
但是这一些领袖他们来过问这件事情，他们来查问这件事情，却是带着一个非常不正确的态度。
But the way they are concerned with what Peter is speaking is not a proper manner that they're handling it.
圣经上记载的非常清楚，他们不是带着一个为了百姓的好处来问这件事情。
Because they are concerned not for the interests of the people.
他们身上的确有监督的责任。
Yes, they do have a responsibility as a ruler.
但是他们并不是带着这样的一个意念来问这件事情。
But it's not because of that, not of the interest of the people that they ask.
他们扭曲的态度有几个方面。
There are several ways that they are expressing their crooked intention.
他们一开始就是带着兴师问罪的态度。
First of all, they come and ask with a sense of denouncement.
他们问说，你们用什么能力奉谁的名做这事呢？
They ask by what power that you could do these things.
他们问这些问题并不是说他们想知道。
And when they ask, they're not really that concerned of knowing that power.
他们问这些问题并不是他们不晓得彼得约翰是奉谁的名讲话。
And it's not that they didn't know that Peter speak with the, you know, with the, in the name of God.
因为在第二节讲得非常清楚，他们觉得烦恼，因为他们听到彼得约翰本着耶稣传说死人复活，使得他们烦恼。
Because in verse 2 they say that they're greatly disturbed because the apostle teaches concerning resurrection.
所以他们来问，并不是说他们想知道。
So when they ask, it's not that they really want to know.
他们是想从彼得约翰的口中找到有罪的证据。
They want to find something that they could condemn Peter from Peter's answer.
带着兴师问罪的态度来的。
So it's in a sense of condemnation or denunciation that they come and ask.
同时从他们问的问题里面你可以看到他们的恼怒。
And from the question you can hear the anger in them.
他们的恼怒不是因为有一些不纯正道理传给百姓。
They are not angered because they are heretical or teaching that are being taught.
他们的恼怒不是为了百姓的安全关怀。
They are not concerned for the security of the people.
他们的恼怒是为了巩固、确保自身的权益跟地位。
But rather they are concerned with strengthening their own personal interest.
这个同样的问题，你们是用什么能力奉谁的名做这事？这个问题。
The same question, by whose name and by whose power you do these things?
这群人在不久之前才问过。
It's not long ago they asked the same question.
马太福音二十一章二十三节那里记载。
Matthew 21:23 is recorded.
那里讲到耶稣洁净圣殿之后，到圣殿里面教训人。耶稣洁净圣殿之后，在圣殿里面教训人。
After the cleansing of the temple, Jesus went into the temple and teaches.
那里面讲到祭司跟长老们也同样的来找耶稣，然后问说：“你是奉谁的权柄？你凭什么做这些事情？”
And the elders and the priests came and asked the same question: By whose authority that you do these things?
你们可以从这里看到，他们并没有办法从耶稣所做的事情或者彼得所讲道里面找出任何毛病来。
Because they cannot find any fault in the teaching of Peter or of Jesus.
当耶稣说我这个殿是一个祷告的殿，不是买卖的殿，要把这些东西打翻的时候，祭司跟长老晓得这件事情没有错误。
And in the process of cleansing of the temple, Jesus announced that this is a temple of prayer. They did not find, the priests and the elders cannot find any fault in what Jesus has said.
彼得在门口医治好的这个瘸腿
When Peter healed the cripple
也使得这些人没有什么话讲
They cannot say anything against that either
所以当他们问说你们凭 你是凭用你用什么能力奉谁的名做这事呢
So when they ask by whose authority that you do these things
因为他们自己的权益他们的地位受到了侵犯
Because their authority is being invaded
在第一世纪的时候，圣殿里面有这样子的现象。
In the first century, there's such a happening.
是甚至在第一世纪之前就我下面要讲的这个现象。
Even before the first century, we see there's such happening in the temple.
在犹太人当中，那个时候已经没有所谓一个纯正的系统的思想了。
That there's no longer an orthodox thinking within the Jewish community.
所以你会从福音书里面读到耶稣遇见各式各样不一样的人。
So that when Jesus came across all different people of different thinking and different types.
耶稣遇到律法师 the teacher of the laws.
They are the teachers of the law that Jesus came across.
而在这个律法师当中又有一种很特别的是法利赛人。
And among these, there are the Pharisees.
还有撒都该人。
And the Sadducees.
还有分类党的人
and they are the zealots
还有属于希律一党的人
and they are those of the Herod
换句话讲在犹太人的里面已经有各式五花八门的思想
in other words there's a sundry different type of thinkings among the Jews
对于犹太人这个国家怎么样更新对于宗教对于生命有各种不同的解释
regarding the country regarding the future of the country regarding the personal concern regarding the religious thought there are different interpretations
而这些人在圣殿里面是他们辩驳的地方
and the temple became a place for them to argue on their own point of view
是他们招聚门徒的地方
it's a place where they also bring gather their own disciples
而在犹太人的公会里面这一种这各五花八门的人都有在公会里面有地位
and there are various different type of people with different representation in the Sanhedrin
所以当了第二天当公会来审彼得约翰的时候
so when the Sanhedrin gathered together to give Peter a trial
他们说你们是用谁的能力奉谁的名做这件事情
when they ask by whose name by whose authority do you do these things
因为这个公会没有给彼得约翰权柄在没有给他们资格在圣殿里面做教导的事情。
Because the Sanhedrin is not the authority that gave Peter the right to speak and to do these things.
这些人来问彼得、约翰，不是因为他们对百姓关心。
They ask Peter and John not for the interest of the people.
是为了巩固他们自己的权益跟地位。
It's to strengthen their own interest and their own status.
你从他们说的话里也可以看得出来，在第十三节这里说，看出他们是没有学问的小民。
And from verse 13, you can see that they recognize that Peter are unschooled ordinary men.
那你说翻译成没有学问的跟小民，其实可以翻译成没有经过专业训练认可的人。
That means that these are the people that are not being recognized for their own special training.
这公会来问彼得、约翰，因为他们为了巩固自己本身的权力跟地位。
So the Sanhedrin asked Peter and John in order to strengthen their own interest and their own position.
你看到这些宗教没有生命的宗教领袖，另外一个方面是他们的态度是非常的暧昧，非常的胆怯。
We see these leaders who are unspiritual leaders, they ask questions that are very ambiguous, very dubious.
第十四节说，看到那个治好的人跟彼得约翰一同站着，就无话可驳。
And when they say that they in which verse?
第十四节。
In verse 14, say that they see the man who was being healed, they are without words.
然后十五节就叫彼得约翰暂时离开他们好商量商量。
So they order John and Peter to leave the Sanhedrin in order that they could confer together.
有人可能会说，如果彼得约翰离开了公会，那么这些人私底下讲的话，怎么路加会把它写下来呢？
Now the people, some of you might ask, well, if John and Peter and John have left the Sanhedrin, then how do we know what is being recorded in Luke, in Book of Acts?
这样子其实要解释这件事情并不困难。
It's not too difficult to find out.
非常有可能这些公会里面有人后来信了主。
It's very, very possible that some members of the Sanhedrin later became Christian.
保罗很可能是这公会中的一员。
It's very possible that Paul, at that time was Saul, was a member of the Sanhedrin at that time.
就算保罗不是的话，他的老师加玛利很明显的是公会中的一员。使徒行传第五章讲得非常清楚。
And even if Paul wasn't there,We mention in chapter 5 that Gamaliel, the teacher of Paul, was a member of the Sanhedrin at that time.
加玛利非常有可能把这些事情告诉他的学生。
And it's very likely that Gamaliel has related what has been discussed to Saul or Paul later on.
而这些公会的人商议这些事情，看出来他们态度的暧昧。
And as we go through this discussion, we see that they are very dubious in their discussion.
这里面公会们没有办法指出彼得约翰做的事情是错的。
And the Sanhedrin cannot pinpoint what is being done wrong by Peter and John.
他们唯一的顾虑是这件事情越发传扬在民间。第十七节，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。
So the only conclusion they have is that we must threaten them to the point that they will no longer preach.
然后等到他们把彼得约翰叫回来，叫彼得约翰不要再讲的时候。
So when they bring John, Peter and John back, they tell them not to no longer to speak to the people.
彼得约翰显然没有答应他们。
And Peter and John did not make an agreement with them.
二十一节说，官长为百姓的缘故想不出法子刑罚他们，意思就是说官长害怕百姓们对他们的这个做出来的决定不满意，所以不敢刑罚彼得跟约翰。
And verse 21 tells us that after giving threats to them, they have to let them go because they know that the people are not on their side.
你可以看出来这些没有生命的宗教领袖是非常的可怜。
We can see that these leaders without a true spiritual life, they are so weak.
他们带着兴师问罪的态度来。
They do come with a condemnation.
他们做事情是为了巩固自己的地位。
They do this threat by in order to strengthen their own personal interest and position.
但是他们连自己能做的事情都暧昧不明，充满了胆怯。
But what they are doing are very ambiguous and is show the signs of cowardice.
接下来我们要看使徒如何胜过这些逼迫。
Secondly, we want to see how the apostle overcome these threats.
路加讲得非常清楚，关键是因为彼得被圣灵充满。
Luke tells us very clearly that apostles are able to overcome because they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
第八节，那时彼得被圣灵充满。
Verse 8 tells us that Peter is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看到彼得在被圣灵充满之后的反应。
And this is the response of Peter after he's being filled by the Holy Spirit.
已经不再像他以前那个样子。
It's no longer like the timid Peter in the past.
他以前曾经想用自己的力量保护耶稣过，用刀子削了大祭司仆人的耳朵。
There was a time when he tried to protect Jesus by using a sword against cut out the ear of the servant of the high priest.
但是不久之后，他却在一个使女的面前害怕而不承认耶稣。
Yet not very soon afterward, because of his fear that he denied Jesus before a maid.
彼得面对这个公会，他的表现之所以是等一下我们要看的那个样子，关键是因为他被圣灵充满。
And we see the key of this change of Peter is because of the filling of the Holy Spirit in him.
他的言行之中表现出来跟那些宗教领袖是非常强的对比。
His words and his deeds is a big contrast that we see against these so-called leaders, religious leaders.
他非常直接，非常坦诚，非常透明的回答这些人问的问题。
It's very straightforward, very honest, very transparent answer.
他说，如果你们要知道是在这个残疾人身上所发生的这么慈善的事情的话，让我告诉你们是发生了什么事。
He said that if you want to see this mercy that's being done to this crippled person, let me tell you.
接着在第十节他说，
So in verse 10,
他说众人和以色列百姓啊， know this, 你们要知道这件事情。
He said, then know this, you and all people of Israel.
站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by whom God raised from the dead, that this man stand before you healed.
他知道这个答案是公会不要听的答案。
You know, this is not an answer that the Sanhedrin like to hear.
但是他非常坦诚地说出来。
But he gave a very candid answer.
而且他有一个非常勇胆量在彼得的里面。
And there's a lot of courage being shown here.
所以十三节说他们见彼得约翰的胆量。
So in verse 13 say that they saw the courage of Peter and John.
因为在第十一节十二节彼得还没有停在第十节，他继续的讲下去。
Because Peter continue in verse 11.
他讲他告诉这些公会跟以色列人说，耶稣是你们这些匠人所弃的石头，却已经成了房角的头块石头。他引用诗篇118篇里面的一句话。
And refer to Psalm 118. He mentioned that Jesus is the stone your builders rejected, which has become the capstone.
然后他说，除他以外，别无拯救。
And salvation is found in no one else.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there's no other name under the heaven given to man, which we must be saved.
他不但说我们是奉着耶稣的名，这件事情发生是因为拿撒勒人耶稣的名而发生。
So he said that these things happened because of the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
而且他借此机会把耶稣的独特性再一次的直接了当的宣告在公会的面前。
And he mentioned in very clear, unmistaken terms the unique character of Jesus.
他晓得讲了这句话之后，他等于是公开的否认公会里面所有的人的一切的思想。
So it's an open denial of all the teaching in the Sanhedrin.
因为只有信靠着耶稣，耶稣是唯一的拯救。
And his proclamation is that only believe only in the name of Jesus because he is the only salvation.
而且他还说，这位耶稣是你们所钉十字架的那位耶稣。
And this Jesus is the same one that you have crucified on the cross.
他借这个机会来宣扬福音。
And by making this answer, he's proclaiming the gospel.
或许我们说他怎么没有呼召呢？
But did he make an appealing?
我想我们如果用二十世纪、二十一世纪福音派的这种传福音的方式来想，我们会说他没有呼召啊。
If we go by the 20th century evangelical method, then he did not make a calling at that time.
但是这样子的宣讲就跟保罗在后来在凯撒面前讲话一样。都是在传福音。
But this proclamation is just like the proclamation that Paul later given to the king of the Roman king. It's also a sharing of the gospel.
因为他们并没有说讲完之后看，说不定今天这个审问可以低调通过。
Because he did not try to go, you know, try to get by the trial in a low profile.
他非常清楚地把耶稣的独特性说出来。
But he boldly speak out about the uniqueness of Jesus.
同时你发现彼得约翰虽然有胆量，但是他们非常谦和地把自己交托在这些地上的领袖手中。
That even with courage, speaking boldly with courage, Peter also speak with humility and willing to submit himself, you know, themselves to the leaders of the religious leaders.
因为在十八节这里讲到公会把他们叫进来之后，禁止他们不可以再奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
Because in verse 18, when they call them back and they command them not to speak or to teach further the name of Jesus.
我们在这边做父母的都可以经历过这件事情。
We as parents here also have probably have some similar experience.
我们的孩子做错一件事情。
When our children have done something wrong.
我们把他们叫来责备。
We call them and we admonish them.
我们给他们一个警告。
And we give them a warning.
我们小孩子不回声。
They will stay quiet.
就看着我们。
They will just look at stare at us.
然后我们这些父母就说：“哎呀，找个台阶下吧。他既然没有回嘴，就算他听到了。”
And we try to make this subside the whole situation by saying, well, since they did not respond back, then I think the matter should stop right here.
我们做学生的时候，老师要我们做一件事，要警告我们，我们都是我知道我很的记忆中，很多学生都是用这样态度来回应的。
And I remember as students, we always respond to warning by keeping silent.
但是彼得约翰却不是这样。
But that's not the response from Peter and John.
十九节这里说，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。
But Peter and John say that judge by yourself whether it's right for God, right in God's sight to obey you rather than God.
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
这里是看到彼得、约翰一方面有胆量，一方面把自己交托在地方的领袖的手中。
So we see that at the same time they show their courage, but Peter and John also willing to submit themselves to the rulers.
他们没有说留得青山在，不怕没柴烧，暂时答应又怎么样呢？
They would not respond by a very permissive way by just keeping silent.
他们很清楚地告诉公会说，你们自己酌量，这样合理不合理？至于我们，我们不能不说。
But they keep their position very clear. Judge by yourself, but we cannot hold back what we have seen and what we have heard.
这是彼得在被圣灵充满之后所表现出来。
And this is a manifestation of the filling of the Holy Spirit by Peter.
没有暧昧。
It's very unambiguous.
没有说不清楚，含糊不清。
It's nothing ambiguous, nothing dubious about.
没有胆怯。
And there's no timidness here.
非常直接、坦诚的把自己放在这些地方的领袖手中。
But they are very humbly place themselves before these rulers.
接着，当使徒们他们被放出来之后， 我们刚才读到最后几节，他们回到弟兄姐妹当中。
After they have been released, we read in the last few verses, they return to the other brothers and sisters.
他们在事后向神祷告。
And after all this, they pray before the Lord, they pray to God.
在他们的祷告中，你可以看到他们是怎么样的认识他们的主。
And from the prayer, we see how well they know their God.
神是掌管万有的主宰。
That God is the maker of the heaven and earth.
世界上任何执政掌权的都没有办法来阻挠神的旨意。
And all the ruler of the world cannot disturb God's will.
他们用诗篇第二篇来做这样子的宣告。
They refer to Psalm 2 as a proclamation.
甚至于在27节，他们说连希律跟比拉多这些人。都成为成就神旨意的一个工具。
And they also mention in verse 27 that even Herod and Pontius Pilate, what they have done has in fact done the will of God.
我在前面使徒行传第二章中已经讲过，像犹大这样的人，虽然把耶稣卖了，但是他个人的责任到底要不要负，这个问题我已经讲过了。
We have discussed when we look at chapter 1,of what is the responsibility of Judas Iscariot, you know, who have betrayed God.
所以在这里，像本多比拉多还希律这些官长的责任，在神的面前是无法逃避的。
So it mentioned it referred here that the responsibility of these rulers, these high priests, you know, they have to be responsible for all what they have done.
但是他们不管想怎么样的破坏神的作为，神的旨意永远不会被破坏。
But regarding how they try to interrupt God's will, but God's will be done ultimately.
换句话讲，他们这个祷告反映出来一个态度。
So this prayer show an attitude in the apostles.
没有任何的抱怨。
They're not complaining.
他们没有任何的诧异。
They're not astonished.
他们没有说我们做了这些好事，为什么我们遇到这些事情呢？
They're not questioning why they received these persecution for what the goods that they have done.
因为他们晓得，即使这些官长的恶意，终究要成就神的旨意。
And see that even with the evil minds of these rulers, the will of God will be done.
接着他们恳求神。
And so they went on and they prayed to God.
他们经历过一次有勇气的一个在公会面前的答辩。
After they stand before at the trial of the ruler with courage.
他们并不认为自己将来还会一样的有这个勇气。
They are not sure they will still have this courage in the next time.
这是一个彼得奇妙的转变。
And this is a very strange change that we see in Peter.
因此他说，求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量。
So in Peter's prayer is that may God examine us and continue to give us the courage.
然后一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣徒耶稣的名行出来。
And to stretch out your hand.To heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
他们知道他们继续的事工，唯一能够成功的原因就是圣灵继续在他们当中工作。
And they know that only way they could continue to succeed is for all God's will to be done upon them.
他们持续的勇气
，the courage that they have.
主伸手能够实行神迹奇事。
Will at the same time, God will stretch out His hand to perform miracles.
这是第一代使基督徒们对于教会事工的认识。
This is the first century Christians not understanding of the church.
其实他们明明晓得这个瘸腿的医治是引发这个破坏的一个非常主要的原因。
And they know that the healing of this crippled beggar is the cause of all these persecution against them.
因为到使徒行传第四章这里，教会已经成立了一段时间了。
Because we know that by chapter 4 of Acts, the church has been established for a while.
在使徒行传第三章已经讲到，主把得救的人数天天加给教会了。
Because in chapter 3, it mentioned that the numbers of the beliefs being given to the church days by days.
为什么那些时候那些没有祭司跟撒都该人来找麻烦呢？
Why is it at that time that the Sadducees and the Pharisees did not come and against them?
或许对他们来讲，这种讲论这件事情，传递一个思想，只要没有一些特殊的事情发生，不是引起大家的注意，他们也就算了。
Maybe the leaders feels that as long as they continue to make their teaching while not stirring up anything spectacular, they will let it go.
你看在这里基督徒们，他们并没有说，那我们从现在开始就低调处理传福音的事情。
So, but the apostles did not feel that, well, from now on then we should just keep a low profile while doing our teaching and not to disturb the rulers.
他们求神给他们胆量。
But in fact, they ask for boldness.
然后他们求神继续的让这些震动民间的事情能够发生。
And yet, they also ask that God will stretch out His hand to continue to perform miracles and healings.
这是第一个逼迫，怎么样胜过我们所看到的？
This is the overcoming of the first persecution that we learn from here.
我们从这段经文里面，我们可以学习到在今天这个社会有些什么事情呢？
What could we learn about today's community?
基督徒受逼迫是一个预期的事情。
A persecution among Christians is something that will happen.
教会受逼迫是一个预期的事情。
The church will be persecuted.
使徒行传路加非常清楚地讲到，教会一开始成立马上遇见困难，马上有阻挠。
And Luke tell us in the book of Acts in unmistakable terms that persecution comes as long as the church ministry starts.
保罗写给提摩太的书信里面也这样说到。
And Paul also tell Timothy in his epistles.
他提醒提摩太自己在安提阿以哥涅受的逼迫是何等的大。
He reminds Timothy the kind of persecution he received at Antioch and Iconium.
然后他说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And he also mentioned that not only this, but everyone who is willing to stand before God in a godly manner, they will be persecuted also.
基督徒受逼迫不应该觉得诧异。
So we should not be astonished when we are being persecuted.
几天之前，我们看到在旧金山的地区法庭宣布，美国学生的宣誓里面。
Several days ago, we heard at a court in San Francisco concerning the Pledge of Allegiance.
那里面有一句话说 "One Nation Under God" 这一个 phrase 这一句是不合宪法。这个法庭他们决定这是一个不合。违反宪法的一句话。
And the judge in that court pronounced that the phrase "One Nation Under God" is unconstitutional.
因为他们解释美国的宪法政教分离这个观念。
Because this no longer represents a separation of church and state.
基督徒需要很诧异吗？
Should we be astonished by this judgment?
我们需不需要很惊讶呢？
Should we be shocked?
我并不是说我们不应该在乎这样的事情。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned with it.
但是我们需要好像很惊讶这样的事情会发生吗？
But we should not be totally surprised.
我们为什么认为地上的政权对基督教信仰应该友善呢？
Why should we feel that the earthly rulers and government should be friendly to the religion?
圣经里面记载教会历史的发展一直到大概第一世纪结束的时候。
The Bible tells us in the church history tells us that up until the end of the first century
一直都看到教会受逼迫。
Church been continuously being persecuted.
我们需要很惊讶吗？
Should we be surprised?
另外一样事情。
Another things.
那些对基督教友善的，对基督教包容的，是不是就是我们的朋友呢？
Those who accept Christianity, those who are friendly to us, are they really friends to us?
是不是就是我们没有什么信息跟他们讲的呢？
Is it that we didn't have any message that we need to tell them?
在彼得的回答中有一个不可妥协的成分。
Peter tells us there's an uncompromising portion of Peter's answer here.
他提醒这些公会他奉的名。
He tells the Sanhedrin about the name.
他不只是回答说他们是奉耶稣的名做这件事情。
He tells them not only that I do this thing by the name of Jesus.
他提醒这些公会还当时的那些人他们跟耶稣的关系是什么关系
But he tells their relation with this name, this Jesus.
他说这是你们钉死十字架的那位耶稣的名。
He said this Jesus is the same one that you have crucified on the cross.
然后他也提醒他们除了这位之外别无拯救。
And Peter also reminded them that by no other name,And we find salvation.
有些政治领袖可能对基督教说是友善的，是包容的。
Yes, indeed, there may be some rulers and government who are acceptable and with Christianity.
所以当这个旧金山的这个事情发生之后，国会投票全部都说要推翻这个法庭的决定。
So that when after hearing this pronouncement by the San Francisco judge, the Congress all vote unanimous to against this judgment.
基督徒听到这样的消息，应该觉得很安慰。这些政治领袖就都是我们的朋友吗
？Should we feel comforted because the Congress has passed this unanimous denouncement?
因为在这些国会里面我可以告诉大家有相当多是赞同同性恋赞同堕胎的人
But let me tell you that there are among the same Congress there are many of them who are pro-choice and who believe in gay relationship
几年之前费城有一个宗派
Several years ago there's a sect in Philadelphia
一个 denomination
there's a denomination in Philadelphia
那个宗派为了他们教会的一位牧师传信息请律师打官司已经花了将近100万的费用了
that they have spent almost $1 million fighting against their own pastor fighting for their pastor's teaching
因为有人告那个牧师在教会传信息说同性恋是罪恶的
Because a member of the congregation sued the pastor because he's teaching against homosexuality.
这个宗派说，圣经上让我们看到的真理，我们必须坚持。
We see that, the truth. We must uphold the truth that we're teaching in the world.
这个世界有人会对基督教友善。
Yes, we do find some friend in this world.
只要我们妥协我们的信息
especially if we are willing to make some compromise of our belief
另外我们也要注意的一件事情是
another thing we should be mindful of
逼迫不见得都是从外面来的
persecution do not always come from outside
在一个团体之中一旦有任何领导地位的人都要反省
whenever we have rulers among any communityWe should reflect upon these rulers should reflect upon themselves.
许多的神学家，许多的神学历史学家都承认一件事情。
The many historians, many theologians agree on one thing.
许许多多在教会里面神的作为发生的时候。
The many whenever there are things happening in the Christian church,
经常给这些作为产生压迫，要压制这些作为的是教会里面的领袖。
Whatever that happens, the oppression try to suppress these happenings, usually comes from the rulers and the leaders of the church themselves.
在教会的历史上有许多具体的例子讲这样的事情。
There are many clear examples of this in the church history.
所以我们在教会里面服事的人也要常常的反省。
So today, as we serve in the church, we also need to examine ourselves.
不论是一个团契里面小小一个比较小的团契，一个比较大的团契，在教会里面做执事或者做牧长的。
Whether we are a leader of a small or large fellowship, or deacons or elders,
当我们对一些事情有反应的时候
，when we respond to certain things，
是什么样的态度
？What kind of attitude should we hold？
是什么动机
？What are our motives？
为了巩固自己的权益
？Is it to strengthen our own personal interest？
为了巩固自己的地位
？To strengthen our own status？
当我们遇到很多事情要做决定的时候
，when we come to a decision，
我们会不会发现自己暧昧不明，非常的胆怯？
Is our decision unambiguous? Is it out of cowardice?
你看第四章这里讲到公会这些人。
We look at these people in the Sanhedrin.
讲到亚拿，大祭司亚拿。
It talk about the high priest Annas.
该亚法是他的岳父。
Caiaphas, who's the father-in-law of Annas.
然后讲到约翰、亚历山大并大祭司的亲族都在那里。
And it's all about John and Alexander and the relatives of the high priest.
很可惜的是，在教会里面的确有些时候会有这样的现象发生。
So we see that this similar things happen in our church today too.
听我话的人，我就把权力给他。
That authority is given to those who are willing to listen to us.
听我指使的人会支持我的人，在我需要的时候会支持我的人，我也同样的来支持他。
And those who support us, we will support them.
你今天抓抓我的背，过几个礼拜我烧烧你的痒。
Today you scratch my back, and tomorrow I'll scratch your back.
教会里面很可惜，真的有时候会有这样的事情发生。
It is very regrettable that these same things happen in churches today.
因此，像这样子的领袖，为了巩固自己的权益跟地位。
Our church leaders also look after their own interests and their own position.
他看教会里面有一些事情发生的时候
，and when things happen in the church，
他第一个意念不见得是为了会众的好处。
Their first thought and first reaction is not necessarily because of the interests of the people.
只是为了想 control，
but it's on their to strengthen their own control.
这是我们看到当时犹太人里面没有生命的宗教的领袖的表现。
And we see this is the examples we see from, from the leaders who are spiritless.
而使徒们的表现不是这个样子。
But the apostles do not behave this way.
他们有胆量。
They are courageous.
他们能够对有需要的当事人直接坦白的说话。
And they speak directly and honestly to those who are the leaders.
他们不寻求自己的益处。
They do not seek after their own interests.
他们把自己交托在神所设立的地上的领袖的手中。
They trust themselves under the hand of the rulers that are set by God.
耶稣基督钉十字架，同样的彰显这样的一个奇特的一个特质。
And this same unique character is also shown by Jesus when he is crucified on the cross.
这是我们今天基督徒要学习的地方。
And this is something that we, today's Christian ought to learn also.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以在这个晚上来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you that we could come and worship you tonight.
我们也谢谢你，当我们看到不但你是一个要背十字架行走道路的主。
Lord, we see that you are not the only one who need to bear the cross to on his life.
你的教会也是如此。
That this same cross you ask us to bear for all the church.
教会有你圣灵的能力充满。
And the church is being filled by the power of the Holy Spirit.
也有许多的困难加在教会的身上。
But there are also difficulties seen in the church.
求主让我们这个教会属你的人越来越清楚。
Father, we ask you to help all those who believe, who belong to you in this church.
晓得我们在这个世上想要立志敬虔度日的话。
To know clearly that as we live in a godly manner,
就必要受逼迫。
We will be persecuted.
求主也让我们常常反省自己。
Father, we ask you to help us re-examine ourselves.
在这个教会里面行事为人的时候
，that in whatever we do and we behave，
真的能够是一个充满圣灵的人
，that we reflect ourselves as one filled with the Holy Spirit。
我们不是给人窒息的
We do not cause people to be suffocated.
我们不逼迫别人。
We do not oppress others.
我们却能够坦诚的、有胆气的，成为主你施恩的管道。
But we present ourselves as a useful vessel for the Lord in a courageous manner.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有几样事情报告一下。
We have several announcements.
这里面有两位新来的朋友。
I have here two newcomer.
韩迪瑜在哪里 ？OK， 这是迪欣的妹妹，从玛丽兰来。哦，玛丽兰，圣经教会。刘传章牧师在那边的教会，好，欢迎，请坐。
Miss Han and her mother, who's a relative of our sister Han, they came from Maryland.
Okay. 另外，苏怡跟这是不是念是不是樊是吧？樊辉。
樊辉。
苏怡、樊辉在不在？您是苏怡啊？OK， 你是从 Hillsboro 过来，好，欢迎您，请坐。我右手边还有没有第一次来的朋友
？Any newcomer on the right hand side？
哦，OK， 很高兴能够跟、彼得的哥哥，我们是第二次见面了哈。对。
Yeah, so brother Paul Chow from Raleigh, North Carolina, the brothers of Peter Chow.
Peter Chow， 右手边还有没有
？Any more newcomer on the right hand side？
左手边有没有
？Any newcomer on the left hand side？
我们鼓掌欢迎这几位。
Let's give them a hand.
很简单的报告一件事情。
We have a few simple announcement.
我们等一下没有圣经课程。
We have no Bible class afterward.
因为这个礼拜是教会退休会，所以就我们只有崇拜的时间。
Because we have abbreviated service tonight, which just consists of this service.
但是谢谢彼得跟丽蓉。
But we thank Peter and Laura.
还是有点心跟茶那个茶水在楼下供应。
That we still have refreshment and drinks downstairs.
所以等我们等一下崇拜完之后，弟兄姐妹到楼下能够有大家时间讲一些，能够有一些时间大家讲话认识一下。
So at the end of the service, please don't rush out, but join in fellowship in downstairs with refreshment.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们祷告后，大家一起唱阿门颂。
And we'll close with singing of Amen.
主，我们感谢你召聚我们众人今天晚上来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us to worship before you.
我们也为在宾州的弟兄姐妹向你祷告。
We also pray for the brother and sister in the retreats in Pennsylvania.
求您对他们说话。
We ask you to teach them also.
让他们在那个地方真的能够得到。在你里面的安息
，that they will indeed receive a rest in you，
在你里面的更新
，and a renewal of their spirit before you。
我们也求主祝福我们等一下在一起交谈的时间。
We ask you to continue to give us a blessing as we fellowship later on。
谢谢主悦纳我们的敬拜。
We thank you for receiving our worship。
愿父神的慈爱
，may the May the blessing of the love of Heavenly Father,
基督耶稣的恩惠
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
圣灵的感动与充满与我们众人同在
and the filling and the fellowship, communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of us,
直到永永远远
until eternity.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.